Okay. Mar brings a Maisa with Rava Bar Shirshum. You'll notice in some Sfarim it says Rabba Bar Shirshum. The Girsa of the Rush is Rabba Bar Shirshum. Either way, Nafaka Lekala the Kachal Aradiyah. There was a Kael that he was eating Aradi Asmi, that he was eating the Peris of land that wasn't his, that belonged to Yisayman. Amalei Abaya, Eiloli Izi Gufado of the Hechahab. Tell me what is the truth, what's really happening. Amalei, so Rabbi Bar Shirshim told him, I had a whole plan. Arabi Mashkunta Hava Nikitna, Miabu Andi Asmi. This is the story. The father had given me a mashkin. And this is something called a mashkanta de surah. Mashkanta de surah means the following. Let's say you lend someone money, and he gives you a car as a mashkin. You're not allowed to use that car. If you use the car, it's ribbis. You lent him $10,000, he gave you a car as a mashkin. He's going to pay you back the $10,000. If you use the car, that's aser, that's an iser ribbis. You're getting $10,000 plus the use of a car. A mashkin you're not allowed to use. Mashkanta de surah is a mashkin where the agreement is that you use the car and deduct the value, the pay risk of what you're using from the loan. So let's say such a car, normally you could rent it for $300 a month. So he owes you $10,000, he gives you the car, he tells you you're allowed to use the car. But every month you use the car, we deduct $300 from the keren. From the money, that's called Mashkanta de Surah. Rabbi Bar Shirshim had this karka as a Mashkanta de Surah. He was owed, let's say, $10,000, and there's every year there's $2,000 payers. So he was taking off this land of Mashkanta. Abne Kutta Be'avi Andi Yasmi. V'havi li Zuzi Achrini Gabei. And besides that, I had another loan that the father owned me. And after I ate the original mashkin, by the way, the Gemara doesn't have any problem with the original mashkin, the 5 years, $10,000, he ate it, he paid it off. Amina, I thought to myself, I'm in our problems. I'm going to tell the truth, I'm only going to make problems for myself. I'll give back the land. I'll say, loan number one is over, it's paid. Now be teve alone, number two. So I'm going to come, and I'm going to be teve. Then aim. Omer Rabbanan habalif from nixi esayim la yifra la bishvua. I'm only going to have problems if I do things the straight way. Se ella, I figured I have a better idea. Ach v'sheil shtar mashkanta va'och l'shir zuzi. Better. I should hide the fact that this was a mashkin. The assignment don't know anything about it. And therefore, I'm going to hide the fact that this is a mashkin. And I'll eat the shir zuzei that I'm owed. The migu diboy amin al kuchi biyadi mehemna. And I'll get away with it. So I'll be believed to say that this is zuzei gabayichi mehem. Let's try to figure out what's going on here. First of all, you see here once again that you're allowed to do things to straighten out the emes, even though it's not the glatta way. Rabbi Bar Shirshim was an amira, and he said, to get what I deserve, I'm allowed to twist things, I'm allowed to hide shtarais, as long as I'm doing it to get what I'm entitled to. There's no aveira to hide things. That you see, as we spoke out last time, that you're allowed to do such a thing. The lechaira, there's a major problem here with his game plan. His whole plan was to have a migu. He wanted to have a migu. According to the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara, and Tosis agrees, he didn't want to have to swear to his Simon. So in Mela, he wanted to have some type of a migu to get out of this problem. If he's just going to be today his Simon, he's going to have to swear. So therefore, he came up with this plan. The plan is, hide the shtar mashkanta. Don't tell the Yisayim anything about the second loan. Wait 2-3 years till I get eat enough payers from the mashkin to pay up the loan. And then I'll be Megala de Emes and I'll be off the hook. That was his game plan. Mechaira, this plan was not necessary. This whole game plan wasn't necessary. Well, why does he need this whole spiel? Once he has a spiel that works, so he has a migul. He doesn't have to go through the whole thing and then have a migul. Why did Rabbi Bar Shishim come right away on day number one to Beis Din and tell Beis Din, listen, the truth is, I have a mashkin, and I have a second chayv, and I have a shtar, and as you say, mimomi money, etc. But you better believe me, because I have a migul, even though by Yisayimim usually you don't believe someone. But believe me, I really didn't have to do all this. I could have done yet the plan that I was thinking of doing. So therefore, right now, trust me right now. Understand? Rabbi Bar Shishim, he was very smart. He knew how to get away with this. But once he had a good plan, he didn't need the plan. Once you have a good plan that works, you don't need it. You could just go and tell the truth and say, listen, I have a migul. I could have done the end of plan. I could have hid the Hiddishtar Meshkanta and Hiddishtar Chayiv and waited till I ate it and come to you afterwards. No? So why does he have to do this whole spiel here? This is the kasha that many Rishayim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Reni Yaina, and Muki Yosef, all ask this kasha that Rabbi Bar Shishim was so smart, but why did he do it this way? And you see, he messed up because by the time he got around to it, there was already a coil, and now he's going to lose it. If he would have been smart, he would have come right away, come straight into Beis Din, tell them the truth, and with Amigo, he would have been believed. This is the problem with Rabbi Bar Shishim. We're assuming that he was smart enough to do the right thing. If we just say Ahu Gavra, so maybe he wasn't so smart. It says Rabbi Bar Shishim or Rabbi Bar Shishim in Amayra. So this is the problem here in the Gemara. And the Rishonim give a number of different terutzim. And as I told you, when Rishonim give a number of different terutzim, it means each teretz is not a davar bar, is not a klarazach. So let's try to see at least those terutzim that are most kolistik terutzim. The Ramban. So I have a migu. I could have been a kaivish shtar mashkanta and shtar chayiv, and I could have waited 3 years and eaten up the payers, and then come to Beis. I really didn't even then have to come to Beis. I could have just hit the shtar mashkanta and eaten forever. Right? I really could have just hit. So believe me. So let the migul patter him, just like he wanted the migul should patter him. Let the migul patter him. This is the problem. Now, there's a machlekes rishayim. If you say migul lafturei mishvua, Muki Yosef holds migul lafturei mishvua lo yamina. So he says the whole kasha doesn't begin. His whole goal, the way we're learning the Rashbam and Tosis, his whole purpose was to patter himself a mishvua. Amigo lafturi mishvua layamina. So if you don't say amigo to patter for mishvua, it's after Muki Yosef. That's why Rabbi Bar Shishim had to wait for the whole thing to finish happening. And then, at the end of the day, he's going to win without a shvua. Because he's not being teveya, he's a vulsik. So this is the teretz of the Muki Yosef. We'll see soon. Muki Yosef's teretz, it only stims the way the Rashbam and Tosfos learn the Gemara. We'll see another pshat in the Gemara. It doesn't stim the way all the Rishonim learn. But for now, it's good enough. That's teretz number one, is the Muki Yosef's teretz. Rabbeinu Yaina brought in the Shita Mukul Betes, says that Rava Bar Shishim couldn't do that. Because that would be a migul lahaitzi. That would be a migul lahaitzi. What do you want to do in the first place? Come to Beis Din and say, listen, this karka really belongs to the assignment. The mashkanta is over. It really belongs to the assignment. I'm going to be tevea from it because I have a migu. I could have held on to it and kept on eating the pears. That's a Rabbi Yaina. That's a migu lahaitzi. Migu lahaitzi la yamin. So what do you say to our teretz? Anything wrong with the teretz? Obviously something. What's wrong with the teretz? Chaim is right. It's a migu lahaitzi. What? But he wanted to eat the pears for the next 3 years. Why wasn't he teveh the karka? That's a good cash. He should have been teveh a piece of the karka. He should have been teifus it for his life. But what? Nigul lahaitzi is not a problem by karka. But the lemaisa, I don't know why Rabbi Bar Shishan didn't try to grab the karka. But the lemaisa, he didn't. I'm not sure why. Lamaisa, what he tried to do was to eat the zuzi, to eat the peris for another 3 years, or 2 years, or 1 year, or whatever. See why? It was tevet a peris. So that peris is migul haitzi. So I'll tell you what the possible problem with this is, and this has to do with Taisvis and Lamedbeis Amedbeis. The end of Taisvus Dibra Masel Vehilchasa, which we did not spend time on. We'll talk about it now. Taisvus there said a chiddush that if someone has a shtar, it's not a migul lahaitzi. If I'm being tevea from you with a migul, and I have a shtar that says you owe me money, the shtar makes me a muzik. It's not called a migul lahaitzi, Taisvus said. The last words of Taisus are, "Avagav de migul lahaitzi layam rinan shani hasam de ikashtara." In a case where a person has a shtar, it's not a migul lahaitzi. That's Taisus' side. Imkain, over here, Rabbi Bar Shirshum had a shtar, and by a shtar, we have Taisus' rule that that's not a migul lahaitzi. L'chayra, Rabbeinu Yain is not like Taisus. L'chayra. Rabbeinu Yain is not like Taisus. Rabbeinu Yain says, Migul Lahaitzi Layamrina, which would be the teretz, why Rabbi Bar Shishan didn't come right away. But L'chayra, that's not like this Taisus. How they working in opposite directions? The shtar says, "You owe me money." The migul says,
if this would have nothing to do with the money you owe me, and I wouldn't just comply dependently to the sale.
But therefore, believe me that.
Therefore, believe me that in a totally different direction.
No, to believe me that is not a different direction. Believe me that you owe me money.
Not believe me that I have owed you from the field. There's a different time. Because the shtar that I have is something totally different. It is giving me something different than the
Migul. No, the shtar is giving me money from Chayv number two.
Right.
And the Migul is, I could have kept money, I could have kept Paris in this field to pay for shtar number two. They're both going on Chayv number two. The shtar mashkan to Chayv was already eaten up.
Right, but the kind of being believed through, the kind of music, is that I could have said,
this field is mine, right? So, because what he would have said, what he's trying to prove with that migul, is in sync with the shtar. Although you're right, in Tyson's case, Detroit, it's not exactly that way. But
here, we can't get the
heart of Shtar. No, I don't mean the Shtar. I don't mean the Shtar. I mean the Shtar in the second Chayv. Rashbam says, Api sheyesh biyadi Shtar Chayv, mechuyav nishvua. He had a Shtar Chayv on the second Chayv. Right? I don't mean the Shtar Mashkanta. Okay, I'm not talking about the Shtar Mashkanta. There were two loans. There was one loan with a mashkin, and then that was uncontested, and that he already is paid. Rabbi Shishan was trying to get money from the second Chayv, for which he had a perfectly good Shtar. Just that by Yisaimim, Afal pi sheyesh biyad ishtar, shtar chayv, mechuyav nishvua. I mean, he still has to swear, even though he had a shtar chayv. So, that, having that shtar chayv, v'chayra, makes it ois migul lahaytzi. Makes it happy migul lahaytzi.
But is migul here,
it's
based
on
the Shtar Mishkan?
What is migul? The migul is, no, it's based on the fact that I could pretend the karka is mine. I have this karka for 3 years. I had this karka for more than 3 years. If I hide the Shtar Mishkanta, I could pretend it's my karka. It's a kuchu biyadi. It's not based on the Shtar Mishkanta. It's based on the chazaka that he had this karka ready for more than 3 years. All right, so let's talk for a minute about this yisayid. That if you have a shtar in your hands, it's like you're a mosik. There's a problem. There's an expression in the Gemara for this idea of taisus. The expression is shtar ha'osi likvais kigavi bani. A shtar that is made to manayim with, that's made to be tevea with, makes it kigavi, makes me a mosik. Problem is that the rule of shtar ha'asi ligvais kegavli dami is a machlaikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds shtar ha'asi ligvais kegavli dami, and Beis Hillel holds shtar ha'asi ligvais lav kegavli dami. Beis Hillel holds that a shtar that's made to manayim is not kegavli. It's a bit of a pella by moments. One second. So the problem is, how does Tosfos say that a person could have a migul? It's not a migul lahaytzi. In a case where you have a shtar supporting you, that's true. Like Beis Shammai holds shtar osi ligvais kegavli dami. So shtar is like it's mondai. But according to Beis Hillel, we pass like Beis Hillel. Shtar osi ligvais is lav kegavli dami. So the whole taisus, the chayyur, doesn't make sense. The sugi in the end of Masechta Shavuos. Shtar ha'asi ligvais kegavli dami. And the chayyur, the whole taisus is incorrect. Where does it come from, this yisayid? So there's a very nice ketzais in Simin Yud Beis. Simin Yud Beis talks about a totally different topic. Simin Yud Beis has the rule, which we've discussed many times, that Mechila ain't Sarach Kinyan. So you state in Shulchan Aruch, a four-word sif, Mechila ain't Sarach Kinyan. What does Mechila ain't Sarach Kinyan have? Mean, very simple, that if, let's say, you owe me money, and I say, I'm Meichel you, I don't do a Kinyan. Mechila is Chal without a Kinyan. I don't actually have to verbalize any type of a kinyan. I don't have to physically do a kinyan. If I say I'm selling you something, I'm giving you something, without a kinyan it's nothing. Someone promises to give you something, it can change his mind. But mechila ain't tzarach kinyan. As I state in Shulchan Aruch, that's the way we paskin, that mechila doesn't need a kinyan. However, zok desma, that's all talking in a case where you have a chayv without a shtar. Stam is a yomi money, and I'm eichelit. I don't need a kinyan. However, if I have a shtar, yomi money, and I have a shtar, and I'm eichel, it needs a kinyan. Because it's kegavli dami, I'm holding the shtar. It's like I was paid already. Now, if I want to be Michael the Chayv, I have to be maknit back to you. So zok desma that a chayv shebishtar needs a kinyan. So the shach sifkat yud zayin is matmiya on the sma. That's what he asks. Shtar asim legvais kegavi is beishamai, and we pass like this all. What's this whole sma? The sma is coming to tell us that shtar ha'asi ligvais kegavli dami. So therefore, if you're meichel a chayv and a shtar, you need a kinyan. The shach says nothing doing. You don't need a kinyan. Mechila ain't tzarach kinyan. And Beis Shammai's rule of shtar ha'asi ligvais kegavli dami is not la halacha. Finished. That's why rather we pass like the shach, although we're going to say teres on the snat, we pass like the shach. We pass in even a shtar with hila ein tzarachim. To answer the smad, the k'tzais, it's a cut in aleph, says a very geshmaka geder in shtar ha'asi ligvais k'gavi dami, and it fits very beautifully into Taisis. He says there are two types of shtaras. There's a shtar that everyone admits is a perfectly good shtar. Everyone admits it's a good shtar. Like the case of Mechila. You owe me money, and I have a shtar. No one contests the shtar. No one is contesting it and saying that it's bad. It's a perfectly good shtar. Now, I want to be Meichel. The question is, does Mechila need a king? Zakt the Ktzais on a good shtar, what he calls a shtar borer. A shtar borer. There, everyone agrees, Kagavi Davi. Everyone agrees a shtar is Kagavi. There's no machlaikas. What's the Gemara Beishameh Bishil? So Beishameh Bishil are arguing in a case where a woman becomes a saita. Her husband wants her not to be miyachid with someone, and she's miyachid, and they're on the way to the Beis HaMikdash. She should drink the water of the saita. And on the way, the husband dies. If the husband dies, she doesn't drink. Now she wants to be teveya haksuba. So there, it's a suffix. It's a suffix. What would have happened if she would have drank the May saita? So she's tithing, I'm willing to drink, I want to be teveya haksuba. And his Yarshima tithing that, no, if you can't drink, that you're not entitled to haksuba, it's a zero suffix saita. So there, Hashemai Basil have an argument. Basil says she's a mighty, she's a mighty, she can't be teveya haksuba. And Beishamai says, you could be Tevei Ereksuba. Because Kashtar Aisimun Vais Kedavidam. That Machlaikis is by such a Shtar Ksuba, which is not a Shtar Borer. That Ksuba, we don't know if that's a good Shtar or not. Because we don't know if she was Mizana Tachas Bailo, or she wasn't. So the Shtar itself is called into question. There, Beishamai Bisil Lagyu. But by a shtar borer, zoktik tzais, by a shtar borer, shtar rasi ligvais, kegavi dami lekuli alma. This is what the tzais says, if you look it up, it's not the whole long tzais, it's just a small piece near the beginning. He says this terence.
What's the
ksuba?
Yeah.
Well, the Yisayimim are saying
that
shtar was originally fine, and the question is whether you can be teveya with such a shtar. Whether a woman who's mizanatach has bailo, she has no right to be teveya. If you would have a perfectly good shtar, and there's a suffix if I paid or I didn't pay, so that means the shtar was originally good, but right now if you could be teveya, it's a new borer. The question is, could you be teveya? Shtar she'ena borer. That's a machlois b'shar b'sol. You can't compare it, zoktik tzais, to a shtar borer, a shtar which everyone agrees you could collect with. And now someone wants to be meichel. So there the shtar asi ligvais b'gavi gavi. And he says, oh, if you want to be meichel, you have to be makna. This is the tzais' rule. He brings it maybe from a marit, he brings it from one of the kadmoinim. It's a very geshmaka rule. It fits very well into tzais'. Because Tysus' case also is going on a case where a person has a shtar, Reuven has a shtar, Shimon owes him $100. Shimon sent $100 to Reuven, and Reuven said, Hani Sitrai Ninu, I'm mekabel this money for a different chayv. And this shtar, it doesn't affect the shtar. Nobody is questioning the shtar with which he wants to be teveh. Everyone agrees that this shtar is a perfectly good shtar. They're having a fight. Was there another chayv? Does he have a right to take $100 for another chayv? But it's a shtar borer. A shtar borer, chasi ligvais kigavida. Then, zoktaisvis, it's not a migal haitzi. A shtar, that's a shtar borer, that's not a migal haitzi. Good.
What are you talking about on the shtar?
The ktsois, after he answers that he passed the shah, because he says the sma holds the chilek. But lahalacha, he says that most rishayim are not mechalek. That mechila and tzarek kedim. That was because of the din of mechila, because the whole. I'm not sure which reason, but the ktsois right away says it. He says even though halacha is like the shah, but they can answer this. On kaparim, chayis. You sent me $100, and I'm saying I'm accepting it for a different chai.
I'm telling you that I don't have it, but I'm telling you that it's all $100. I gave you, that shtar is no longer shtar barer.
Well, this shtar is a shtar barer, and we're fighting whether I have a right to take $100 for a different chai.
Once I send you the shtar, once I send you the money, I'm telling you for that original shtar, the shtar that you think is the shtar barer, and I'm not.
Mechuyev to accept it for the original shtar. That's what you're tiny.
Well, I'm now contesting.
Tiny, but I have to accept for the first shtar.
I'm not saying, no, don't take it for the first shtar. I'm telling you, I don't owe you anything. Anymore. I'm saying I don't know
it's not quite like Saita. By Saita, the question is whether it is a chiyuv tashlumi this ksuva at all. Over here, everyone agrees a chiyuv to pay the chayv. You're saying that you have no right to take it for sitra. You have no right to take it for something else. And b'meila, you have to take it for this. I'm saying I'm not taking it for this. But this chayv zikr exists. Well, I'm telling you, you sent me $100. I'm telling you, I picked up the $100 and I have Adim. I said right away, I'm not taking it for this chayv, I'm taking it for a different chayv. Now, you're contesting whether there's a different chayv. But this shtar, everyone agrees, is a good shtar. You're just saying, well, you owe me $100, you took up this troy, which you have no right to take. And the male accepted for that. I'm saying, I never took it for that.
No, you
don't have any more shtar. Okay. So, the place is to say that that's a shtar. What about by Rabbi Bar Shershon? Rabbeinu Yaina. By Rabbi Bar Shershon. Our question is, why did Rabbi Bar Shershon come right away with a shtar and say, amigo? We have now a Shiloh by us. Shiloh we started with today. Why did Rabbi Bar Shershon come right away at the Beit HaOshpil? She come right away and said, here's my shtar, and let me be Teveya, I have amigo. So Zokta Rabbeinu Yaina, it's amigul lahaitzi. Is it amigul lahaitzi? The other Rishayim hold that it's not amigul lahaitzi. They say different terutzim. Rabbeinu Yaina says it's amigul lahaitzi. What are they arguing? Rabbeinu Yaina holds that this shtar is not kugavi dami. The shtar you take out against Yisayimim does not have a din of a shtar borrow, because against Yisayimim there's no such thing as a shtar borrow. The other Rishayim holds that amigul lahaitzi. Say, what do you mean? Nobody's contesting. There's no reason to contest the shtar. Person takes out a shtar, they're Eidim, it's a shtar b'koyim. There's no reason to contest the shtar, it's a shtar borer. If you hold the shtar borer, then it's not amigul lahaitzi. If you hold against Yisayimim, it's not a shtar borer, then it is amigul lahaitzi. The chayre, that is, it would seem to be, at least like this tzais, the dispute here by Rabbi Bar Shershon. Anyway, we have so far two terutzim, either that it's a migu lafturi mishvur lai aminan, migu lahaitzi lai aminan. There's a third.
What's migu lafturi mishvur hal? The migu that the Gemara uses is also migu lafturi mishvur. The whole point of the mishvur. What's the difference of saying after the shadow? Why is that migu lafturi mishvur?
At the end of the day, he's not going to be chayiv shvur. Because the only chayiv shvur is when you're mighty from your Yisayimim. When you mazik against Yisayimim, there's no chiyuv shvur. So Rabbi Shishon made a kunz that he shouldn't be a mighty from Yisayimim, that he should become the mazik. We'll come at the end of a few years. And now we'll say, this karka belongs to them. The father owed me money, I already have the money. And then there won't be a chiyuv shvur in the first place, because there's no chiyuv lazuke by Yisayimim, there's no chiyuv. The chiyuv shvur is only habal lifram in the chiyuv Yisayimim, to be mighty from Yisayimim. Once he'll be a mazik first, he'll be part of a mishvur. That was his game plan. Taisi says klar that he at the end of the day he would have been potter for mishvur. There's a third teretz which the Shita Mukubetzes brings b'shem Rabbeinu Yaina that migu mi mamin la mamin la yamrina. You can't say a migu from one moment to a different moment. If he would have come originally, he would have said, believe me, they owe me money from a chayv, because I could have said this karka is mine. The Veni Yaino holds that you can't say such a migul. Believe me, I'm one mammon because of a different. What's a normal? Because of a different mammon. What's a normal migul? Prua migul the mezuzah. You say I owe your money. I say I don't owe your money because I paid. And I'm a migul. I could have said that the shtar is mezuzah, and that's why I don't owe your money. On the same mammon, I have one tain. I have another tain. You come. You say the karka is yours. So I say, Lekucho biyadi, believe me, I bought it from you. And amigo, I could have said, Madam, that it never belonged to you. Both kindness are in the same karka. That's amigo. Muki Yosef holds, the Ben Yonah rather holds, that amigo, mamamin layaminan, which Taisus also holds in a few places in Shas. Amigo from one mamam to another mamam we don't say. And that's why it's not amigo. So you'll ask me right away, why not? Good question.
Why
by where about? He said, believe, I could have said that you owe me money from the Arvus. And therefore, believe me that Hadru Shaklasinu Minai. So, Chayra, it's a new Chayv and an old Arvus. Chayra, you're right. What's the answer? What's the answer? The last case, the previous case, the Arva that we learned Thursday. Does that mean good Mamin Lamamin? Barif came. And he said, I have a shtar that I paid up the arvus. So he said, what do you mean? I paid you that back. So he told him, Yitaka paid me, but I lent you money again. So he's saying, believe me, I lent you money again. With amigo, I could have been teveya the previous arvus. L'chari, that's also my mom and the mom. How's Rabbi Yana going to learn? So what's the answer? Yitaka
doesn't work.
Huh? Yitaka doesn't work. Because amigo behind you. Maybe Rabbi Yonah answer. That's right. Mistam Rabbi Yonah answer, which we didn't totally, we didn't really understand. But the Rashbam said that it's kilu leparan, it's kilu leparanu, it's hadrus shaklitzinu minai. He was saying, I gave you back the money you gave me, and therefore you still owe me money from the Arvis. That's Rabbi Yonah's lashon. That's Rashbam's lashon klar. So it's a moment then. Now we talk to understand why you have to be matzik such a thing. Maybe the Rashbam holds that Mamun Lamamun Layamina, that's why you have to be matzik. We had a tzarchin on it, but. Okay. Now we're going to come back, because we need an explanation. Why shouldn't you say Amigo Mamun Lamamun? Amigo, logically, it should be just as good Amigo if it's the same Mamun or different Mamun. May not give me. So we'll come back to it. So we left ourselves so far with three turuts, and we didn't even get to the Ramban and Rashba's teretz, which are more complicated. What? Maybe Mamun Lamamun, you say you wouldn't have thought of it. It's an interesting thing, because by Migu, normally we say the weirdest tainus you would have thought of. So, maybe. Well, Chanan brings a raya that Migu is a kayach ha-taina from this idea of mamamin lamamin layamina. The Migu is a proof. What's the difference is mamamin lamamin. It's still a proof. If I'm a liar, I could have said a different lie. Well, Chanan wants to prove that Migu is kayach ha-taina from a Migu lamamin lamamin layamina. From those Rishayim that say, you don't say Migu from one moment to another. Why not? Because kayach ha-taina means, believe me, because in this case, I have a kayach ha-taina. So I could taina this, I could taina anything. But because I can have a good taina on that I bought a land, I should be neman on a chayv. What does the chayv have to do? What does one thing have to do with the other? Mechon wants to bring this as a raya. Ech sheyia. Let's get back to Rabbi Rosh Hashanah. All right, so Rabbi Shishim had this game plan, and this is the way he was going to get away with it. Now, let's see Taisis Achvashe, the Shtar Meshkanta, and we're going to see an Indian here which definitely needs a certain amount of Hesber. I just want to be magdim, see it in Taisis. And I want to be magdim to you. We know there's such a thing as being a Mosik. Mosik in Metaltalim, a Mosik in Karaka. Rabbi Shishon was in this Karaka 3 years. He was a Mosik. We all know, we should know, that you're only a Mosik if you're holding a Zariah. We spoke out by Metaltalim right in the beginning of the year. If I'm holding a jacket, I'm a Mosik in that jacket. If I'm holding a tape recorder, I'm a Mosik in the tape recorder. If I'm holding a pen, am I a Mosik in the pen? Let's say I'm holding a pen, and you have two Adim that you bought the pen. Who wins? Do I remember? I'm holding a pen, you have two Adim, you bought the pen this morning. So you know what happens? Which rule is that? What? Devarim Asriyim Lahashul Lahaskir. Things that people lend out regularly. A pen, I'm assuming, is Devarim Asriyim Lahashul Lahaskir. Well, jacket is not Devarim Asriyim Lahashul Lahaskir. What else is, besides a pen, I can't think of too many other things. What else is Asriyim Lahashul Lahaskir? What do people lend all the time? Maybe cars. Some people do, some people don't. Depends on the condition of the car. Something that's normally lent out, you don't win by being a Mosik. It's a pelticker thing. If I'm holding it, because by original taking of it, there's no raya that it's mine. By original grabbing onto it, there's no raya it's mine. Memela, doesn't matter how long I hold it, I'm never going to have a chazaka. Now that idea that if you originally hold something, it's not a raya, it's yours, doesn't give you a chazaka, transfers over to certain cases of karka as well. One case that everyone agrees is that Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, Gazlanusa. Someone steals a karka. When I say steals, of course karka in its zealous. When I say steals, I mean someone comes and he down to a piece of karka with a bunch of hoodlums, and they pick a person, the owner, out, and they throw him out, and they're gazlanim. They're there. Once someone starts sitting in a field of gazlanusa, even if he sits there for 100 years, he's never going to have a chazaka. Because if you originally grabbed it by gazlanusa, doesn't matter how long you stay there, it's not a chazaka. You're going to have to prove it some other way. The same thing as Dvar Masin Lahashul Aske. If you originally take it as borrowed, or even if it's just something the derech to take as borrowed, once you take it, you'll never have a chazaka b'tatl. The same thing by gazlanusa. The problem here in this Gemara, of course, is going to be that Rabba Bar Shershom, how did he start having this karka? How did he start going down to this karka by mashkanta? He started, it was a mashkin. So how could he ever have a cheskas kimoshanim on this karka? Once he started having this karka as a mashkin, how could he come later and say, I'm here 3 years, believe me, I have a migu, I could have said lekucha hibiyad. If you started by mashkanta, you can't do it. So Taisvis in Achinami. In Achinami. If you start having something as a mashkin, you can't have a chazaka. So Taisvis, dafka mishum dekovash l'shtar mashkanta. Matzi l'meim lekucha hibiyad. So Taisvis a klal. Only because he had a migu, he could have hidden the shtar mashkanta. He could say lekuchi biyadi. Loi hayadua de b'teres mashkin nasta liyadei. Nobody knew that it came to his hand b'teres mashkin. The aviyadi de meikarim teres mashkanta nasta liyadei. If it was known that originally it was a mashkanta, loi hayatayin rabba bar shishim shiachalai melekuchi biyadi. Vidi dehavi auman va'aris de'im lechazalka b'steiri sase. Tosis proves this not from gazlanusa, but from the case of Uman Va'aris. What's the case of Uman Va'aris? What's an Aris? It's a sharecropper. You have a person, he goes down to a field as a sharecropper. He's a sharecropper for a year or for 2 years, doesn't matter how many years. Then he stays there for another 100 years. He'll never have a chazaka. Because he'll stay there 100 years and he'll say, I bought it. You see, I was here the last 3 years. We'll tell him, no raya. You started holding it b'toris arus. If you start holding it b'toris arus, you don't get a chazaka. Same thing, uman. What's uman? Uman is a repairman. A person has a repair shop. He fixes bicycles. So he says, this is my bicycle. I'm a mosik. If someone could show that he gave it to him, b'toris uman, see, even if the person will hold it for 100 years, it won't be a chazaka. It's machlekes rishayim when I say about 100 years on a bicycle. Machlekes, if it's only for the amount of time people sometimes leave it there, or even longer, it's machlekes rashi and taisis later. But the bottom line is, by an uman who's holding something, since he started holding it for a reason, he'll never have a chazaka. So you see, this is a rule by karka and by betalfalim. So taisis, that's something we learn from this gemara about a mashkanta. He does bring the case of a gazlin. Beautiful taisis, no machlokes in taisis. What? What do you mean?
I say this guy stole it every 3 years after the man.
Okay, good question. Okay, this is the question I wanted to get to. This taisis here is telling us a klal, and again, it's a simple taisis. There's no kashas and answers in this taisis. Taisis is a pshat taisis. Taisis says, if you started with a mashkanta, you're never going to have a chazaka. Just like if you start by the gazlanusa, if you start by risusa, if you start at dvar mesu lahashla haski, you're never going to have a chazaka. That's taisis klal.
Isn't that like from learning up the same shot?
The Rashbam. If the repair went out. The Rishbam is saying, if it's known that the Shnei Mishkanta ended now, so we know there's no Chazaka. It's not a Safik, we know.
Given the other, the
Eskhala Allah, the Arad, the Dai Mishkanta Yigabach. The Arad, the Mishkanta Yigabach, the Lay Lakucha, the Lay Lakucha, the Lay Lakucha, the Lay Lakucha. You don't see from the Rishbam that if he would have held the 3 years past the years of the Mishkanta, that he would still lose his Chazaka.
You don't know how many years after now.
The lush of the Rishbam, I'm saying, you don't see from the Rishbam one way or the other. Lush of the Rishbam is Hashta Shlimu Shnei Mishkanta.
Was it a time to find the Chazaka afterwards
also? Hashta Shlimu Shnei
Mishkanta. No, in our case, in the Gemara.
It's not in our case. Ikokala, the Eidus. The word the Eidus in the Rishbam is a little problem. Let's just skip that word. Ikokala, the Arad Yasmihi, the Hashta Shlimu Shnei Mishkanta. If you have a chance later, just figure out the word the Eidus. In the Rishbam, it says Ika Kala Ve'edus in about the 10th narrow line. Somebody says something about it. I don't know why it says the word Edus there. Just say the Ika Kala. Koil Shel Edus Emes. What does that mean? There's a koil that they are Edim. It doesn't mean there's a koil and Edim. There's a koil. That in Edom exists.
Right. There's no Edom traffic there. That was Rashbam on Mamzeh and Meral, where Rashbam points out he sold out Edom. Therefore Rashbam knows that they should be enough. I guess take most of the Chesed's claim just to be voided. The code that Edom is not a real code.
The code earlier. So what does it mean, Edus? Edus, that is a coil?
Edus, that is true. The coil is around. They checked in the pack of Edus, so it's a true coil.
So why do you need a coil if you have Mamish Edus? If you have Mamish Edus, you don't need a call. You have two Edom coming to Bezin.
There's a call alone,
but
Rashbam learned that was a lot of data. It's not
Well, but to take away a migu could be it is enough. To take away a migu of that I would have said, sorry, I would have claimed this down a mashkanta, could be it is enough. But I'm asking if there were edus, then what do you need to...
Not edus, but it still is there was edus. So that way the migu is for sure not a good migu.
More than 3 years ago was that? What day does that what?
Meaning after falling in the field, it still was the assignments. So you have the edus.
So then what do I need to call for? I have edus, I have
edus.
Well, the assignment couldn't have sold it. If it belonged to the assignment a minute after the father died, then it belonged to them for always. Because the assignment can't sell it, they were ketanim. Right? You can't sell them. At any rate, this is the klal we have here in Tisus. There are a couple of cases that don't stim with the klal. On Daf Lamed Vav, there's a case where a guy is masik in a field. The guy doesn't have chazaka, and the guy sold it to a yid. Everyone agrees. The guy sold it to the yid. The yid was there 3 years. So the Gemara says that that he has a chazaka. It started with the guy going down, and when a guy goes down, a guy doesn't get chazaka. It started shalaikadin. We seem to see from there that it could change. Then there's the case of somebody who makes a machah the first 3 years. The question, the sugya lamites, is whether he has to make another chazaka every 3 years. A person made a machah the first 3 years. Does he have to keep on making a machah every 3 years? So we discussed that you have to, which is the way we paskin. It's a machloikis though, and after mites on the days. Rabbi Yechanan says you don't need a new chazaka every 3 years. Bar Kapora and Reish Lakish say you do need a new chazaka every 3 years. Bechaira, new machah every 3 years. Bechaira, why do you need a new machah? If you started in the beginning with a, if you started right in the beginning, holding it in a way that doesn't help you, it should be like Aslanusa, Mashkanta, and Arisusa, everything. If you start in a certain way, and it keeps on going, Bechaira, you should never have a chazaka. Once it's not a chazaka in the beginning, it should not be a chazaka all the way through. So it needs some sort of a geder of when do we say the klal of this taisus, that once you start with a mashkanta, you never get a chazaka, if it's known that it's a mashkanta, and when don't you say it? So I'm not sure, we're going to have to see on Lama Tess exactly what the geder hadvarim is, but at least from the paiskim, it seems that the geder is the following, and it's a davar mistaver. If somebody starts holding something, and there's no reason to say at any period of time that it changed, he can never ever have a chazaka. Gazlanusa. He went down to Gazlanusa. There's no reason to say the Gazlanusa ended at a certain time. He was Gazlan year number one, number two, number three. We have no reason to think he's not stealing it year number four, five, six, up to 100 years. 200 years. He's a Gazlan. Arisusa. Arisusa doesn't end. He's an artist. Could be he's an artist. Well, that'll be his career. He'll be a career artist on this field. There's no hecker that there was a time that it changed. Or Dvar Masir Lahashul Lahaskin. I borrowed a pen. So you borrow a pen, or a sefer. It's also something people borrow. Svarim, or books. People borrow. When do they return it? Left after they finish reading it. The books are the most the things that people have in their house with other people's names more than anything else, I think. No? Books, sorry. So there's no reason to say it ever changed. The Varma Sunnah Hashem asked here, you'll never have a chazaka because there's no objective reason to say it came to an end. So then we have the klal of this Tosfos. Mashkanta also. Who knows when the Mashkanta is? He was Yerid B'Teres Mashkanta. Until we know a reason that it should come to an end. I don't have to make a macha. I assume that the next year was Mashkanta. in the case of a guy who sells to a yid, there, takachim, when a guy is yairid, there's no nobody makes him a chad. The guy, we assume that the guy has no chazakis because he's taking advantage of the yid. The yid has no kayak against him. But once the guy sells it, then the yid should have made him a chad. There's something changed. It's taka gutanga. He should have made him a chad. The first 3 years, the new yid was there. This yid will go to Bezdin with him. The guy's not going to go to Bezdin. The yid will go to Bezdin. He should have made him a chad in the first 3 years. Same thing on the Aflamites on the base. Someone made a macha within 3 years. It doesn't mean the other person's a gazlan. It means you claim the other person's a gazlan. If you make a macha within 3 years, if another 3 years go by and you didn't come for the karka, so vaita, there's an objective time that that we need another macha. It's not like gazlanusa, where you say, I didn't know you stopped, you're going to claim you bought it. I thought you'd be a gazlan straight through. You'd be an aura straight through. Something which a person could see that there's a safe to this man, that makes sense. It's like Uman. In the case of the Uman, I mentioned to you, if someone gives a bike to a store. So since he started having a Bitaris Uman, he'll even a year's pierce, he won't be able to tie the chazak. But Rishonim argue that that's only the normal amount of time people leave things in a shop. If it's past the amount of time a normal person leaves something in a repair shop, up to, I think it's 30 days after the claim, then he's not responsible. So let's say 30 days. After 30 days, then he'll have a chazaka. Because anything where there's an objective reason for it to change, not because you said, I bought it, but because there's a reason that the real owner should have known that it changed from one status to another. So there, a person could have it, and that's a geder for this taisus. This taisus, you say this is the taisus of a sechta, that there's no chazak, is not only for cheskes habatim, but for cheskes metaltalin. That if it starts, the chazak starts without a raya, it remains without a raya, but we have to have exceptions to it, the cases that we're going to have later in the perek, which appear to be exceptions, where it's not the same. Those cases, the klal of this tesis doesn't apply. So these are the two nekudas of the sugya rabba bar shirshim. We still have one important machlekes tesis in the rush for tomorrow. Tesis Ibrahim Askel Migu, and the top tesis. And the top Taisus, the Rush actually argues in two Nakudas with Taisus. One, in the Kavan of Rabba Bar Shirshim, where he argues with Rosh Bama and Taisus. And the second, in the Halacha of Shavuos Heses by Yesaimim. So in these two Nakudas, the top Taisus and the third Taisus, the Rush discusses it, and Yitz Hashem, that's for tomorrow. I think there's a Stipler. The Stipler is a Ksubis Simon Zion on this rush, on the Russian Taisus.